The College Hill Branch Library, located on Martin Luther King Boulevard in East Tampa, is one of Hillsborough County's 13 early voting sites. James Youngblood goes by the name The Picture Man. He and his wife gave out hot dogs and cold water from their food truck to people after they voted. He said he's already given away a lot of hot dogs and will continue to do so for the rest of the week.
$400 worth of food each day. Probably $800 that I'm giving away. And I'm proud to do it.
His wife, Sheila Youngblood, said there's a large turnout for early voting because people want to witness history being made.
And I've been here since day one, and the atmosphere here is so unusual. Never seen anything like the turnout. It's so warm, and it's so exciting because the people are so excited about being here.
Satin Price voted Thursday for the first time. She said that it took only 20 to 30 minutes, in part because she went over the ballot ahead of time.
I came here early to vote for Obama, make sure it was no complications, because I don't want none.
Jennifer Tillis said she waited in line about 45 minutes for early voting.
To beat the crowd, I thought so. I came to beat the crowd.
Was it worth it waiting for 45 minutes?
Yes, it was. It was worth the wait. Because we want a change. We need a change now. I advise everybody, come on out and vote. We need to change.
Clarence Ford wore a blue shirt that said Phyllis Buzanski for Supervisor of Elections. He's been volunteering at the early voting site all week for the Buzanski campaign because of problems with the current Supervisor of Elections, Buddy Johnson.
Just like with Obama, we need to make a change there. This place here opened at 10 o'clock, and I feel it should open at 7. They know people have to go to work, so why open it at 10? And then it closed at 6. Well, in the African-American community, we are working people. Regardless of what people say, we are working people, and we feel it should be open early. So it's a great turnout. I've been here 4 days this week. This is my fourth day working the polls here, and they're voting in record numbers. And the young people is what is encouraging.
Adrian Price said it took him about an hour or an hour and a half to vote, but said that it was pretty decent compared to other years.
Well, I think if we wait to November 4th, we wind up like in Cleveland in 04, where too many people didn't get a chance to vote because of the cutoff time. So I wanted to get out there, get it early, and make sure it's secured. My vote is secured.
Frank Williams is the pastor of Paradise Missionary Baptist Church. Pastor Williams wore a sandwich board with a photo of Barack Obama and messages from the Bible.
And the reason I'm campaigning for him, not because the idea he black, but because he talked about justice. And I think justice should be prevail for all peoples. And so what we need to do, we need to try to get somebody in there that's going to think about it, worry about us people, not just the rich folks only. Just like that $700 billion, they ain't coming to us.
Earlier this year, the Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections Office sent out voter information cards that did not include the address of a voter's polling location, but it reversed that practice this month after public outcry. Gloria Sims said it took her about 90 minutes to wait in line and then vote.
And I wanted to go ahead and do it now because I know it's going to be a madhouse on after November 1st on the actual election day. I'm glad that Mr. Buddy Johnson got around to actually sending those things out with the address on the your polling place, because that does change. This is my third polling place. Like I said, the precinct number doesn't change, but the address is due, and that can be pretty confusing, especially to older people, older voters.
Jaquetta Thomas said it took her an hour to wait in line and vote early, but she preferred that to waiting in long lines on election day.
That can kind of get discouraged. Some people, you know, on election day, if it's that crowded, some people might just say, you know, I'm just going to go home. Rather go ahead and get it out the way and, you know, get the votes in.
Early voting continues every day except Sunday through November 1st. You can find out where polling locations are and their hours by contacting your county's Supervisor of Elections office. Links can be found on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.